begin with prayer. Heavenly Father, open our ears to hear, our minds to understand, and our hearts to believe all that you teach us. Grant this for Jesus' sake. Amen. The Jews had returned from Babylon. They were few in number, weak and poor. The splendor and prestige of Israel in the days of Solomon were a thing of the distant past. Even the temple of Solomon was gone. Now they were in the process of building a new temple. But it was nothing like the temple of Solomon. Those who had seen his temple cried when they saw what the new temple would be like. This was a day of small things. To these people, God said, "Who has despised the day of small things?" The world measures value by size, numbers, riches, power. And by such measurements, the United States of America would certainly be ranked as far more awesome than Old Testament Israel, even in the days of Solomon. And yet God did not choose the United States of America to bring forth the Savior of the world. Mega churches, like that of Joel Osteen, you could make me gag. Those churches are more splendiferous than the temple of Zerubbabel. And yet, that is a shameful church that despises God and his word. As you sit here in this small gym, consider how the world measures the importance of ILC. On the academic landscape, we are only a tiny anthill as far as the world is concerned. The world, and even many in Eau Claire, don't even know that we exist. Although someone in South Korea found out about us. We are small in number. 130 can hardly fill one side of this gymnasium. We are small in riches. We can't afford to have a separate chapel building. We are small in power, having virtually no influence on the government. The CLC is a small church body. Most of the churches from which you come are small churches. Our Christian day schools are small. Who has despised the day of small things? Do you despise this day, this school? Do you wish you were in a bigger school with more academic and co-curricular opportunities? Do you feel somewhat embarrassed when outsiders ridicule our small gymnasium? In the early days of the CLC, there were congregations who worshiped in living rooms and garages and basements. ILC dorms in Mankato, Minnesota were old houses scattered around the town. We had no gymnasium, just two small buildings out on the prairie and also a church basement used by the seminary. The day that the CLC was formed was a day of small things. The day that ILC was established was a day of small things. But God told Israel, "The Lord did not set his love on you nor choose you, because you were more in number than other people, for you were the least of all peoples. But because the Lord loves you, and because he would keep the oath which he swore to your fathers. The same could be said of ILC, the CLC, our home churches. The Lord has chosen us to bring forth his word. Chosen us not because we are so awesome, but because he is so awesome. Because he loves us so much. And because he swore an oath to us. An oath, an immutable promise that our sins are forgiven and that a place is reserved for us in heaven. And in order to keep that oath, God continues, as he is this very moment, to reassure us, continues to provide you and me with the means to sustain our hope and confidence. In this small school, God's love sustains you, your faith through the message of forgiveness. He sustains your hope through the reaffirmation of his covenant. When God chose ILC to be his tool, he knew we were small and would remain small. And when he chose to bring each one of you here, he knew that you're not that significant as far as the world is concerned. Yet God knows what he can accomplish through small things. Out of the small nation of Judah came forth the Savior of the entire world. In that lowly temple of Zerubbabel, the feet of Jesus walked, the feet of the Son of God. God sees all, he knows all, he knows what he can accomplish through small things. And so it is that out of a small school called ILC, God has sent forth many students who have been carrying the word of salvation throughout this nation and into Canada and India and Nepal and Myanmar and Africa and South Korea. Our glory, our hope, our power, our riches are not to be found in our greatness, but in God. As he told Zechariah, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. It is in his love that he chose us. By his spirit, he brought us to himself and keeps us with himself. And through us, he spreads abroad the message of salvation. Insignificant though we be in the eyes of the world, God has surrounded us with his greatness. Through small, though small and insignificant, God does great things. Greater things than the rich and powerful could even imagine. This is a day of small things. May we never despise it. We turn to hymn 477, verses 1 and 2. I would have you note that this hymn speaks of our smallness and Jesus' greatness, and that Jesus' greatness is ours through word and sacrament. 477, 1 and 2.
Oh, for thy salvation, built up.